بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are looking at رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and the example that he set for us for all time. And by us I don't mean Muslims alone. He was sent as a mercy to all of creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as nothing but a mercy for all of the worlds, all of creation. And so therefore, Rasulullah's whole life was spent in spreading goodness around him, no matter who else was doing whatever they were doing. I think this is a very important element of positive action that we all need to remember and recognize, which is that our actions cannot be positive if they are dependent on what others do or don't do. Reactions are not actions. I mean, in the sense of, you know, there's a difference between a response and a reaction. When you are reacting, you are really dancing to somebody else's tune. There is someone else who's playing the flute and you are dancing. Whereas when you are acting on your own, when you are responding or you are initiating some action, you're being proactive. That is where goodness comes. So in Rasulullah's life, we see this over and over and over, which is that no matter what anyone else did, his reaction or his response, not reaction, his response was always positive, was always compassionate, was always respectful, was always keeping in mind and protecting the dignity of the other individual, of the other person, even though you might say in some cases, what is the dignity of somebody who is so openly evil? Yet, there is no, for example, I mean, there are so many instances in the seerah where Rasulullah was abused, he was maligned, he was, you know, people, including his closest relatives. Abu Lahab was his uncle, he was his father's elder brother. And in the Arab culture, the father's brother is like the father. The position is like that of the father. Abu Lahab, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran with regard to that. With regard to, thanks to what Abu Lahab and his wife, Rasulullah's uncle and aunt, said about him and tried to harm him in whatever way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his punishment for the two of them. Yet, there is no record of Rasulullah ever cursing his uncle or abusing his uncle or doing anything negative to his uncle. Now, you might say, well, you know, these are all records that have been written by Muslims. No, we are talking about this seerah, the biography of Rasulullah. Many people wrote it, including people who are not Muslim. And people wrote it very objectively. So it is not that, you know, people were just trying to be nice and saying things. These are reality. This is a fact. And alhamdulillah, you can say with complete confidence that he did not ever do anything negative. He didn't harm anybody, no matter what they did to him. On the contrary, there are any number of examples of him forgiving those who had been very harmful to him, forgiving those who had, quite literally, when I say harmful, I mean, I know, let me ask you this question, how many of you, certainly hasn't happened to me, I can ask you, I mean, how many of you have enemies who are your mortal enemies, meaning that they are plotting and planning to kill you? I mean, who's there? I mean, alhamdulillah, I'm blessed in that respect, and I'm sure all of us are blessed in that respect. That there's nobody, there may be people who dislike you. That's okay. I mean, you know, this is life. Not everybody can like you. And it doesn't matter. But the point is that somebody who is, you know, mortally planning to kill you, murder you, destroy you, destroy your reputation. We don't have people like this in our lives. Alhamdulillah, we are very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. But in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, there was not one, there were plenty. There were several of them who did their best to try to harm him in any possible way. But he never, his whole response to them was that of forgiveness. Take Abu Sufyan and his wife, radiallahu anhuma, al-Hind. Khalid bin Ali bin Walid radiallahu anhu, Amr bin al-As radiallahu anhu. All of these people were enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time when they were his enemies, before they became Muslim, if they had had an opportunity to kill him, they would have killed him. They tried their best. I mean, they did everything possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save him, so he saved him. But the point is that these were the people. And the same, and there are so many of these. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them all. He forgave those. Al-Wahshi, for example, who killed Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah's closest companion, friend, uncle. Yet Rasulullah's reaction was that he forgave him. So this was this whole issue of spreading goodness around you. Now the point I want to make is that this is something that we need to do actively. And as I have mentioned before, the Muslim population in the world is roughly 1/5 of the population of the world. So that means out of 5 people, 1 will be Muslim, 4 will be non-Muslim. Now that's a significant amount. It's a very big amount. It's 20% of the world population. What does that mean to you and me personally? What it means to us personally is that if I, as an individual, can convince 4 non-Muslims that I'm the best thing that happened to them, then I would have changed global opinion in favor of Muslims. Today, if we look at global opinion, without a doubt, we can say that it is not favorable to Islam and Muslims. I'm not talking about, you know, some madcap yelling his head off, like we've seen in the case of Macron and so on. I'm talking about, generally speaking, Muslims and Islam have a bad rap. And no matter how much you and I try to tell people that this is unfair, this is not justified, and so on and so forth, the fact remains that psychologically people... facts do not convince people who are already convinced on one way of thinking. There is enough and more empirical data to show this. So no amount of how many facts you might trot out and say, look, this is what happened today, but see what happened here and so on and so forth. None of that is going to convince people. What people are convinced about is their own personal experience of an individual or of a society. And that is where we need to address, which is the person that I talk to face to face. So I'm suggesting to you, can't do this consciously. Go meet your neighbors. Talk to your neighbors. Be nice to your neighbors. When you are driving your car, when you're going into a store, when you're buying and selling anything, when you are engaged in any activity, when you are with your colleagues in your workplace, with your employees, with your employers, always, always, always be conscious of the fact that you are a Muslim and therefore you represent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whether you like it or not, people are looking at you in that perspective. They don't know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they know you. And so whatever you do or don't do, whatever you say or don't say, they are going to interpret that as something that either you learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have been like you. Now, my point is, let us try therefore to make this, take this as a challenge and say, I am going to do this because I am doing it for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am doing it for the image of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I am doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take this as a challenge and say, I want to be a person who somebody looks at and say, this is how Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have been like, and that must be a beautiful and positive picture. Every single one of us can do it. Don't worry about the fact that we will never reach his standard, but that's the beauty of a great standard, which is that it's always there for us to encourage us to strive towards it. The fact that it is difficult to achieve is a motivator. It's not a demotivator. It's alhamdulillah. It's not something that I achieved. I say, okay, now I'm on a plateau and, you know, I'm going down. No. Alhamdulillah, this is all our lives. We can work on this and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and support us. I request you, send lots and lots of salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So two things to do. One, convince four people, four non-Muslims, that you are the best thing that happened to them. So go meet your neighbors, whatnot, all of that. And second one is, every single thing, anything that you do, whether it's in your home, outside your home, in your workplace, in a public place, on the road, wherever, always keep in mind that you are a representative of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When people are looking at you, they are thinking of him. It's alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this connection and forgive us because of this connection, because we are the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let us make sure that by our behavior, by our speaking, by our dealings, by anything that we say or do or present to the world, we do not bring a negative or bad name to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't worry about the enemies of Islam, the Islamophobes, insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what they will do. That is what they have done throughout history. Don't worry about them. Forget about them. Think about me. I, as a person who claims to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am I doing something which has the possibility, the potential to bring a negative name, a bad name to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If that is happening, believe me, that's a far bigger tragedy than Charlie Hebdo or whoever else. Right, so let's make sure that we don't fall into that trap. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.